real version, though. This is the cover.
These fucks will probably sue me, too. I mean, I have the Spotify fucking subscription that I paid for, and this is on there, and it's not actually Motley Crue, so fuck them! Them turns, they start singing. Get rid of it. Fuck it. They start singing there. It's not instrumental. It's a regular, song. Cover. They covered it. What the fuck? Why can't I use it? What's up, everybody? It's Sunday. I don't even know what day today is. The 23rd of January, 2022. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm going to get rid of the music, yeah. Football playoffs, baby. Playoffs? You're talking about playoffs? About to settle. It's 2:47 p.m. where I am here on the East Coast, and about to settle in and watch the Tampa Bay Bucks game and the LA Rams. Listen, when Brady was on the Patriots, I fucking hated him because I'm a Jet fan, unfortunately, which I'm thinking about because I can't stand New York anymore. I'm thinking about bailing. So I'm thinking maybe becoming a fan of another team. I don't know, like Tennessee Titans. I can't become a Tampa Bay Bucks fan now because fucking Brady went there. And then that's like going where the wind blows, you know, like front runner. I can't be a front runner. So I don't know what to do. The Titans just got knocked out yesterday. Maybe I become a Tennessee Titans fan, so it's not so obvious. I'll be one of those people in 10 years from now and be like, well, fuck, I've been a Titans fan my whole life, bro. And like, hey, no, you just became a Titans fan because you moved here. I don't know. Quarantine's done for COVID. I'm back. I'm out and about. We went out to dinner last night. Yesterday, my quarantine was over. I'm free. Went to my nephew's hockey game today. It's nice to be out and about. Although I did enjoy sitting home and drinking every day. I tell you, I think there's something to it. I think alcohol kills coronavirus. I didn't get it since the beginning, and I drink a lot. And then while I had it, I was drinking. No medicine whatsoever. Just a stuffy nose. Drinking. And it went away in like 3 days. So I think we got something here. Just give it a shot. I highly recommend it. I don't know. It didn't do anything to me. Of course, I had the cold version. So it's like, it was barely anything. Stuffy nostril on Sunday. A full stuffy nose on Monday into Tuesday. By Tuesday night, it was fucking gone. I don't know. So I went to my nephew's hockey game this morning. They won like 4-1, so I was happy to see that. It's good. This kid's good hockey player. We had a good time, even though it's balls fucking cold. On the way back from hockey, we always drive past used to be a Hooters here. The next closest Hooters was in Nassau County, and then after that, probably in Queens, and then in Manhattan. But I always liked going to Hooters. Some people talk shit about it. I like Hooters. You know, like, I mean, I always thought the outfits were a little stupid. Like, the top from their waist up looked pretty hot. And then, but I was never a fan of the pants, especially, like, the orange ones. The black ones weren't as bad. And I always thought, like, fuck, they got to get rid of this. We were going to a hockey game one time. My brother-in-law, actually, my wife's sister-in-law, my son was probably a baby. We stopped at Hooters was it a hockey game? Or maybe we're going to Long Island Ducks baseball game. Anyway, we stopped at Hooters. This is like 10 years ago before they closed the one down by my house. By the way, closed down Hooters, beer, boobs, fucking junk food. Awesome. They put a fucking Starbucks in that spot. Boo. Fuck you. Shove that Starbucks up your ass. Bring back Hooters. It was. It did good business. I don't know why they got rid of it. I feel like Hooters really, the ones that are surviving are the ones that are near, like, where they have conventions and shit. And the place is like, all right, maybe it's dead one week and then it's blown out the next week because these horny old guys come to conventions to sell light bulbs and shit or look at fire trucks. And then they're there and they're like, let's go to fucking Hooters. Hey, I'm one of them. We do it. We go to the convention in Indianapolis every year. I don't go anymore. But when we would go to the convention in Indianapolis, I think it was FDIC or fire engineering. I'm not even sure which one it was. We'd start the day off. We'd check in, hotel, go down to Hooters. Cold beer. Fucking sliders, like wings. They got great chicken wings. They're not paying me to say this. I just like the joint. I like the establishment. I like the junk food, the fat grilled cheese sandwiches. Obviously, the girls are nice to look at. But, you know, the outfits. I always felt that the outfits kind of suck balls. And now us going back to when I was talking about we were on our way to a Ducks game, we were talking about the outfits on the way to Hooters, and we were like, they got to change the outfits, man. This is like 1987. It's time to update. Even a pair of khaki shorts, like sexy khaki shorts instead of those stupid silk orange ones would look better. And we walked in, they were in bikinis. I was like, oh shit, like my prayers have been answered. They were walking around in string bikinis, and some of them had one-piece, you know, obviously the ones with better bodies had one-piece suits on, and some had one-piece suits with khaki shorts on. Some had bikinis on. And I was like, they did it. They heard me. The fucking Hooter guys heard me, and they changed their outfits. Well, turned out it just happened to be like a one-night thing, bikini night. I don't know if they ever did it again, but we were lucky enough to partake in that celebration. And my son was like one. He could give a shit less. You know, he's probably looking at them thinking lunch. but I like Hooters. And like I said, this isn't like a paid fucking promotion or anything. I fucking like the joint. I enjoy it. They get some of the best chicken wings that I've ever fucking had. So, what else is going on? I forgot what I was going to talk about today. You know, I have a problem where I like listen to other podcasts and I sit down to do my own. It's like, I didn't put any thought whatsoever in this fucking podcast. Dude, they had a fire at Ocean Lakes Family Camping Resort in Myrtle Beach yesterday or overnight. Let's jump to the news. Let me see. Where'd it go? Did I lose it? Oh, no. Here it is. Dude, they had a fire. 11 units damaged, 3 displaced in Ocean Lakes fire. So if you've never been there, Ocean Lakes Family Camping Resort, I think that's what it's called. It's a huge fucking RV resort in Myrtle Beach with pools and pool slides and mini golf. It's right on the ocean. I can hear my voice is still a little strained. I thought I was totally over this, but maybe I still got a little nasally. Man, the effects from being stricken by COVID are just lingering on me. Bear with me as I struggle through this bullshit. Fucking, I just know happened to be noticing that my nose, I feel a little nasally. Yeah, I think so. So, 11 units damaged, 3 displaced in Ocean Lakes. Let's see what they say. Let's see. This is ABC 15 News. Oh, it's an ad, of course. Let me go to the photos. Well, anyway, they had a fire there. Looked like it was from what I saw, right? If you've ever been there, it was right on like along the edge where like this outside. Oh, yeah, no shit. Some of these houses on stilts are destroyed. Looks like the older section, though. Looks like the older section. Is this a paid fire department? They look like volunteers. No offense, fellas. I love you. But the fire chief's like 350 pounds, fucking brand new white fire chief helmet. Yeah, he looks like he knows what he's doing. Maybe that's why they lost 11 units and not fucking one. No, I'm kidding. I never criticized the brothers. I'm just fucking joking around, trying to get a laugh out of this fat guy's expense. Yeah, no shit. Well, they have mustard colored gear. That blows. Get those fucking boys some black gear. Some black bunker gear. Well, anyway, 11 units damaged. If you ever go to Ocean Lakes Family Campground, they have like a shit ton of RV sites. And then they also, almost all of them are pull through, which is very convenient. And then what they have there is, they're like beach houses on stilts. Very cool. All different beach colors, you know, like a raspberry color and blue and light blue and white and purple and red and all this shit. You drive through, check out my video. About a year ago, Ocean Lakes Family Campground in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Very cool place. Right on the ocean. Fucking great real estate. So, unfortunately, they had a fire. It looks like the 11 units are damaged, but maybe they lost about 3 of them. But, no. I make jokes about the fire. You know, I make jokes about myself. I make jokes about the fireman and the fat fire chief, because I'm fat, too. But, it looks like maybe a good stop, I would say, by the fire department, because 11 units damaged, only 3 destroyed, if I'm reading this correctly. Those things are so close together. If it was windy, those guys could have lost. They could have lost the block. They could have lost the neighborhood. Google Hurricane Sandy. Breezy Point fire. Pfft, fucking, we lost a whole fucking neighborhood got wiped out. So no, I'm going to say good stop by the brothers and the lady brothers. Don't forget about the girl firefighters, right? Looks like they saved the day. Anyway, so we'll be down there in less than a month. I'll assess the damage and I'll report back to you. We'll do a podcast right from Ocean Lakes Family Campground, and I will bring you firsthand to the scene via golf cart and I'll report on the situation and I will let everybody know what the fuck is going on down there. all right. What else is going on? So we're heading down there next month. You think, I've been watching Elon Musk and the 18-wheelers and self-driving cars and self-driving tractor trailers and all that shit. I've talked about them before, but do you think, all right, so it gets to a point where they have autonomous, motorhomes, self-driving motorhomes. And, dude, I bet you in 10 years they start rolling out motorhomes with batteries. And then, or motorhomes that are getting 25 miles to the gallon, you know, they're just cruising, kicking down gears, kind of be like hybrid, half battery, half diesel, something like that. That would be tight. Does our insurance go down? You know, these things are starting to have more and more crash avoidance, and they're stopping, and they're emergency braking, and they're, you know, like, you're driving along, you're about to hit something, it's taking over and avoiding crashes. Shouldn't our insurance start going down? If you have one of these cars, you have a Tesla that drives itself, or you have a car that avoids crashes, shouldn't your insurance go down? Like, for all these years, our insurance is jacked up because we're idiots and we fucking bump into things. But if cars start avoiding our bad driving and they start correcting things for us and stop us from crashing, I think that our insurance should go down. You have to look into this, right? I mean, what the fuck? Nobody will be rear-ending anybody anymore. You won't have all those stupid crashes. You know, people texting and when they're in traffic and reading emails, fucking bang right into the person behind you, start chain reaction, 10 cars. Now that's 10 insurance companies that don't have to pay to get these bumpers fixed. I think insurance rates should go down, right? So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's like gym memberships. Remember gym memberships? In the 90s, I remember in the mid-90s going to, I think it was Bally's Jack O'Lane or some shit like that. It had the pool and the running track around the top. And it was like, you could buy like a life membership, but it was like $1,500 or something like that. Or if you wanted to go monthly, my gym membership in 1997 was $400 a year. I think I used to get a deal. I think it was $299 and the regular price was $399. I'd get it for $2.99 because it was like a fire rescue discount. It was like 1997. I got to take a sip of this water. I don't even know how long it's been here. Bottled water that's been sitting out. I don't know. Bottled water. I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I will talk about that in a minute. I got my own hang-ups about bottled water, but the Bally's Jack Lane, not Bally's, World Gym. I belong to World Gym. The regular price was $3.99 for the year, and I paid $2.99 with the fireman discount or some shit like that because I was a volunteer fireman at the time. So $2.99. You go fucking, that was in 1997, 07, 17. That's over 20. That's like 25 years ago or a little less, and it was that much money. And now you go to Planet Fitness, it's like $10 a month. Fucking, so. Are all gyms like that now? You know, are there any Bally's Jack O'Lanes out there still charging fucking, I think it was like $500 for the year, $1,000 for the year or some bullshit. And I was in World Gym, and World Gym was fucking $400 a year. What's it now? What are they, there's no way if Planet Fitness with the no lunk alarm can, you know, or the lunk alarm, if they could get away with charging you $10 a month, other places you're not going to pay. I mean, what is LA Fitness? What does that cost? I don't know. Do I look like I go to the fucking gym? I'm not an expert in this shit. At least I know my place. I'm not the guy who puts the Gold's Gym tags on my keychain or the LA Fitness tags on my keychain but never goes to the fucking gym. Like, you look at it like a stack of credit cards hanging on their keychain, like LA Fitness, Gold's Gym, Planet Fitness. You're like, why do you have three memberships? Well, you know, the Planet Fitness is close to my house, so sometimes if I just want to jump in and get a quick swell, you know, I just go in there. But then if I really want to get fucking swole and see the ass, I go to LA Fitness because they got the racquetball court, and I go there and I get my fucking pump on. But then if I really want to get fucking jacked, I go to Gold's. I wear my fucking string tank top and my fanny pack, and I go to Gold's Gym, and I get fucking juiced. Creatine out of my fucking brain. Woo! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell in your ear. I'm sorry. Yeah, man. I was never really the big gym guy, you know? I've always... I take that back. I always go to the gym. and I'm a fucking pussy. I do like lightweight, high reps because I've never been jacked in my life and I'm not going to start now at 46 years old, right? So we're almost 46 years old. I keep saying that, goddamn. I'm not going to start now. So I'm lazy. I like chicken wings and beer. I'm about to go down. It's 3 o'clock already. Game starting. The Bucks game starting. So I'm about to go down and eat 25 boneless fucking chicken wings, maybe another 10 chicken wings with the bone, because I'm old school, and I'm going to wash it down with 20 beers today. Later on, some shots of Jack Fire. We've got some Apple Pie Moonshine. Chase it all down, wash it all down, just to fill in the gaps down at the bottom, fill in the crevices, and then beat the shit out of the family and go to bed. That's a fucking old school guy shit. That's what he does. So, anyway. Well, my mouse stopped working. So, football Sunday. Tennessee Titans got eliminated. Who else is playing today? Ooh! We got, did you see the Browns? What was his name? Malik. I call him Malik. I'm always like, I think it's Malik. Malik my ball sack. Malik McDowell arrested in South Florida for public exposure. Did you see this fucking video? It was awesome. He squares up on the cops. Let me see. Let's go to it. Is it here? Oh, shit. It's actually on the NFL's fucking site. I don't even think it's going to come up. Now, anyway. So, where is it? Oh, I know why. Yeah, because I disconnected it. Anyway, Malik my balls sack. He's fucking gigantic and the cops are trying to stop him. He's walking down the street naked. The guy's got no clothes on. And the cops are like, yo, bro, stop walking. He's like, fuck you, man. And this guy's a, what is he, a fucking tight end for, let's see. Malik McDowell from the Browns. He's a defensive tackle. Defensive tight end. I'm sorry. No, what the fuck is this guy's position? I'm terrible with positions. I don't know that much about football. I enjoy watching it. I only started watching in the last. What's a DT? What's a DT? What the fuck? Malik. Can't stop saying Malik my balls. Shit. Defensive tackle. So he's a defensive tackle. I was right the fucking first time. So this guy's a fucking beast. And the cops are like, yo, dude, stop. He's got no clothes on. You know this guy's probably high out of his fucking brains. And then they go to try to stop him, and he fucking just runs him over. One cop tries to tackle him like he's playing football in the Browns game, and the fucking dude just runs him over. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if they tased his ass or what, but you got to take that guy down like a fucking safari animal, man. You got to tranquilize that bitch. He's huge. He'll kill you. He'll kill you with his fucking body. He runs into you. So, that was pretty funny shit. I went on a tangent before that. Before I was talking about this fucking gigantic motherfucker. What was I talking about? Ocean Lakes Fire. Anyway, I was talking about, you know, I was mentioning the water. I'm drinking this water. I'm not a fan of drinking fucking bottled water that's been sitting here for a week. This is from like 2 podcasts ago, and I keep forgetting to bring a bottle of water up. I actually don't drink that much bottled water, and it's not because of like nature shit, like, oh, the environment, the plastic is bad for the environment. It's because I have crisp, we have good water in New York, and I've got a filter on my fridge. So I have friends that bring like a couple cases of bottled water when they go RVing. And they're like, I don't drink the water from the RV park. So we prefer bottled water. I'm like, I mean, I don't get into it with them, but I'm like, I feel the opposite. I double filter my water. I might even be triple filtering it this year. I got to see how the new RV setup is. Because now I got a filter on the outside. So yeah, I'll probably be triple filtering. So what I usually do is I put the inline filter, you know, that like bullet filter, that blue motherfucker that goes inline from the tap before it even gets to the coach. I put the inline filter in. The water goes through that. Boom. That's one. And the old way in the Forest River FR3, then I would take it from the tap after it went through the RV system. I would take it from the tap and I would pour it into a Brita. And now I would, that would be double filtered, and now we would drink that crystal clear, delicious. Now I'm going to triple filter that shit. Inline filter. Once it's coming into the coach, bang, RV filter in the wet bay area of the coach comes through the system into a Brita, triple filtered. I don't know. I'm not a water expert, but how much fucking cleaner does it get than that? Instead of some schmucks from Kirkland holding a bottle at the, you know, under a faucet in out in fucking Idaho somewhere. Where is this bottled? Processed by advanced filtration, ozone, and reverse osmosis. What the fuck? Run it through a couple filters. I don't need reverse osmosis on my fucking water. They're like shooting it with laser beams. Oh, look at this. Purified water with minerals added for taste. It's water. What the fuck's it supposed to taste like? I'm sorry. I'm saying fuck a lot. I'm getting upset. Distributed by Costco Wholesale Group, Seattle, Washington. Smaller cap equals less plastic. Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate that. Let's see. Oh my God, my eyes. This is what it happens. This is when people talk about they need glasses. I'm holding it next to the microphone. I can't see it. I'm holding it away past the microphone so I can see the fucking words. Smaller cap equals less plastic. Did you notice this bottle? This is bad. I can't say it. Did you notice this bottle has a slim cap? Oh, we've reduced the amount of plastic in our cap as part of our ongoing efforts to reduce our impact on the environment. I hear somebody. Who is that? Well, maybe the wife's going downstairs. She might be walking down the other stairs. Sounds like she's coming up here, though. She's trying to get the fucking drop on me. I think she wants to kill me. Hello? Who's there? Sounds like she's got a gun. So I'm not a big bottled water fan. Plus, I saw this, document. Listen, it could have been one fucking time bottles of water sitting outside of a place, but they were, like, sitting in the sun behind a warehouse out in the sun. Like, you're not supposed to leave this shit in your car, I don't think, or you're not supposed to let it be blazing in the sun. Otherwise, like, the PCBs from the plastic bottle leach in your water. I'm sure it's happening anyway without the sun. I mean, the water is sitting in the plastic fucking shell. So I'm thinking, you know, and then, like, I said, my friends are like, no, I don't drink the water from the park. That disgusting shit. We drink bottled water in this family. I'm like, dude, fucking bottled water is probably, I think, the worst fucking thing you can drink. I don't know. That's how I feel. I'd rather send that shit through a couple water filters and put it in my own bottles. I put it in the fucking Yeti cans or the Ozark Trail cans, whatever you call that shit, and carry that shit with me. Bottled water. Shove that up your ass, man. Let's see what else. Oh, I'm getting feedback, you bitch. Let's see what else is in the news, because I think we're going to wrap this shit up. So anyway, bottled water. You don't have to carry it. I don't need that extra weight in my coach, even though I have the diesel pusher now. She's a fucking beast! I don't need the extra weight in my coach of 100 extra pounds carrying water. I just double, triple filter that shit, and it's fucking best water you could ever fucking drink. Tweaking our Fort Wilderness trip. I got the websites open here. What happened? Did you guys go to the Florida Super Show? When was that? It's this week. It's right now. The 2022 Florida RV Super Show, January 19th through 23rd, 2022. I would have liked to go there. Maybe I could have gone there and pulled the amateur move that I did last time and then be like, we love it. We'll take it. And then just buy a motorhome, fucking spur of the moment. The wife just turns to me and says, we could swing that. I was like, what? We came here to look. We were supposed to be looking at 2022s to buy something used 2 years old in 2024. And we go to the show and we buy one. And all, you know, I'm like, we're not here to buy. We're just here to look, you know. And then all of a sudden she's like, well, we could swing that. You know, we could buy that one. I was like, we'll take it. fucking dopes. 11 units damaged, 3 displaced, Ocean Lakes. What a shame. Love that place. Check it out. Golf cart friendly. Check out our page. Give it a like, man. Give it a fucking, like it and give it a fucking thumbs up and comment on that shit. Golf cart friendly RV parks on Facebook. Trying to start a movement. But I refuse to like sponsor the post. I don't want to pay money. Just like the podcast or the Facebook page or Twitter account. I'm not going to spend money to, have people see it. I let shit happen organically. And if nobody ever sees it, then fuck it. This isn't my job. It's not my business. So, let's see what else is going on out there in the news. Oh, the Arby's. Arby's has a new sandwich. The Arby's new Diablo Dare sandwich is so spicy. It comes with a free vanilla shake. I guess that's to wash it down the spiciness. Oh, shit. Arby's Diablo. What is it called? Arby's Diablo Dare sandwich. You get in my mouth. I want that sandwich to come in my mouth now. I'm so hungry. Yeah. Arby's Limited Diablo Dare Spicy Chicken Sandwich comes with two varieties. Crispy chicken and brisket. Shit. I think I'll go for that. I'm a big crispy chicken guy. I went to Outback Steakhouse. Very fine cuisine yesterday. We went to Outback. And there's an Outback about 5 minutes from my house. I haven't been there in about 2 years. I think pre-pandemic was the last time I was at Outback Steakhouse. And, you know, I'm like sitting there on the menu and I go, I'm like, I think I'm talking to my family members. And I'm like, I think I'm going to order a, it was my brother and sister-in-law, my nephew, my wife. I got to scratch my neck here. My wife and Declan, brother and sister-in-law, and nephew. So it's the six of us at the table. They're looking at steaks. They're like, oh, I'm going to get the 20-ounce porterhouse. I'm going to get the 15-ounce filet, 8-ounce, 10-ounce filet, whatever. And I enjoy a good steak, but that's the key words. I enjoy a good steak. I don't know. I think of Outback Steakhouse as like Chili's of steakhouses, right? Fucking, I don't go to Red Lobster for fine seafood. I don't know. So maybe I'm wrong. I go there once every other year or something like that, and I pound fucking Bud Lights, and I drink, and I eat something. So for me, in my mind, it's not like a fine cuisine. So we go there, and I'm like, oh, look at that shit. They got like this sick-looking chicken sandwich that they have like the stuff that you dip your blooming onion into. They have that like drizzled across the top. It was really good. I asked them if they had gravy. I could have gone for some gravy because I like a nice fucking double fried chicken cutlet type of thing with like, it was like fluffy. And I like gravy and mashed potatoes on that shit. But they never brought my side order of mashed potatoes. I was like, I don't need it anyway because I'm fat. I already had a fucking sweet potato, so I just let it go. But they didn't have gravy. So I don't know how you serve mashed potatoes and not have a gravy, but anyway, it was delicious. You know, and at first everyone's like, you're getting chicken? We're at a steakhouse. I'm like, we're not at a steakhouse. We're at a fucking Outback. All right, maybe they call themselves Outback Steakhouse, but in my mind, it's fucking Chili's. I don't go to Chili's because I think it's a good rib joint. I don't know, maybe because Outback has the name Steakhouse in their name. Chili's, baby back ribs. I don't know, I don't go to Chili's for the baby back ribs. I go to Chili's, I pour 20 Bud Lights down my gullet on the twofers, and I fucking eat some junk food, man. That's what I think about Outback. Obviously, they're not a fucking sponsor, and I don't think they're going to be anytime soon. But it was good. I'm not talking shit about Outback. I'm just saying I didn't get a steak. I went there, you know, if I was at Peter Luger's or Smith & Wolinski's or Insignia or Blackstone or Ruth's Chris, even. What are all the good steakhouses? Peter Luger? Am I saying that already? That one's real commercialized. Anyway, if I was at one of those steakhouses, then of course I would get a steak. I wouldn't go into a fine fucking steak establishment and order a fucking chicken sandwich or the lobster or some shit like that. If I'm in a real legit steak joint, I'm going to get fucking steak. Anyway, Arby's Diablo Dare sandwich looks like the fucking bomb. I need to try it. You know what sucks? I just had Arby's 2 days ago, too. I eat Arby's like 3 times a year. And I was passing the other day, and I went and got my COVID test, and I was like, I'll use everything as an excuse to eat. Like, it's Sunday, football playoffs, let's get fucking wings. For the last week, it's been, we're in quarantine, I need Arby's, you know, I fucking need Arby's. I was coming back, I had to go to Brooklyn for my job to take an official test to get COVID PCR test. It did end up coming back positive, but by the time it came back positive, 2 days later, I was out of fucking quarantine anyway. But I got the test, and on my way back, I'm like, I've got COVID. I need Arby's. So I pull through the Arby's, text Kristen and Declan. You guys want something from Arby's? They're like, yes. I ordered a fucking $50 worth of Arby's food, and I didn't even realize that they had this Arby's Diablo sandwich. I would have gotten that shit, and I would have ate that shit before my wife and kid even knew that I ordered an extra sandwich, you know? I already did that, too. I love Arby's roast beef sandwich, but I ordered the Arby's double. It's like the Arby's regular, but the double. So I ordered an Arby's double sandwich. with the Arby's sauce. I put the Arby's sauce on it. And then I also got like the fucking Reuben meal with no sauerkraut and didn't tell them I got an extra sandwich. I fucking ate that sandwich on the way home because it's a 40-minute ride from that Arby's back to my house coming back from Queens. So I ate that sandwich, didn't tell them, hid the wrapper, got rid of the Evans, and then I ate like I was eating a normal fat person eating my Arby's extra large combo meal. I think I told you already that I got Arby's, but anyway, so it was good. So, when's the next time I'm going to eat Arby's? I don't know, maybe when we go down on a road trip, maybe. My phone is taking pictures. I have the setting on my phone where you can go. What you hear in the background? They're fucking badass, right? Oh. You can feel that tingling in your balls? Anyway. Fucking double drummer in his band with like the double pedal. Is that what you call it? I don't play the drums, but that's what I picture what it is, like double fucking pedal. Holy shit. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here. Enough talking about Arby's. I'm at 30 minutes. I fucking try to do these things for like 20 minutes. I want to do like 20 minutes every day or something like that. And I'm doing 30 minutes and then I'm fucking using 10 more minutes of shit talking about shit. And I'm running out of shit to say then because I'm talking too long. And you don't want to listen to me ramble for fucking more than 30 minutes anyway. So I'm going to start cutting them down to like 20 minutes and do more podcasts. I'll do like 20 minutes like 5 times a week or some shit like that. I know. I fucking say this shit all the time, but I'm going to try. My voice is strained. Anyway, you know what? Real quick. Fucking 2 New York City police officers were shot the other day. Fucking ambush style. 2 cops were shot. Let me just pull it up here. Hold on a second. I'm fucking not prepared. I am not fucking prepared. So New York City's like, it's like the fucking Wild West right now. And you know what I did say? It's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, when you're letting criminals out of jail, fucking when they're being caught with guns on the street and they're committing what used to be a felony. And then all of a sudden they're like, they go and they're back out the next day. The city's caving into the earth. And honestly, I could give a fuck less. But you know what? Unfortunately, good people, citizens, and cops and firemen and EMS people, they're getting caught as like collateral damage. And it's bad. It's like the fucking Wild West out there. And unfortunately, unlike the 70s, when shit was hitting the fan, maybe cops were getting attacked, but cops could run around with a little heavier hand and try to fuck. You know, not saying that you should fear the fucking police, but if you do something wrong, you should fucking fear the police. You know, you shouldn't be able to just walk up to a couple cops in the street. Yo, Google it. YouTube this video. You want to be absolutely disgusted if you're half a human being. Like two summers ago, the cops were kind of told to stand down, not do anything. And then these fucking pieces of shit in the Bronx, while these cops are walking around, they're pouring buckets of water over their head. Holy shit. Now, if you remember me saying in the past, I was a cop in New York City in a pretty ghetto ass fucking neighborhood. 20 years ago, you know, that shit would never have fucking fly. I would have broke your fucking jaw with my nightstick or my flashlight. Nowadays, they can't do anything. So these guys are walking down. How do you know what that is? That could be piss and cum filled buckets of fucking with water in them. That could be acid, battery acid. You're supposed to stand there and let people pour. You're a fucking police officer and you're supposed to take that shit? Fuck you. Flashlight across the jaw. You'd be drinking out of a fucking McDonald's straw. You're eating, drinking your lunch for the next fucking 2 months, man, if you did that shit to me. Anyway, these fucking cops in the Bronx get ambushed. Let me put the microphone down a little bit. But this article, NBC New York, it's like some sort of conspiracy. It says Harlem. That's where I was a fireman, by the way. I was a fireman up in Spanish Harlem, which is like right under Harlem. He's fighting hard. NYPD cop hangs on to life. Another dies as anti-government conspiracist opens fire. Police initially said the suspect was dead at the scene, but later corrected it to say he was in critical condition. No, that's true, too, because actually I heard that night 2 cops were dead in the Bronx. And then the next day they're like, 1 cop dead, 1 cop fighting for his life. Where are we getting this fucking information from? Is it stupid media outlets trying to get a jump on the story and misreporting information, trying to get out the story as fast as possible? I don't know. Maybe it's coming from Twitter. Nowadays, people get their information from fucking cesspool Twitter. Officer Jason Rivera, 22 years old, and Officer Wilbert Mora, 27. Wait, Officer Jason Rivera was 22 years old. He died. Officer Wilbert Mora, 27, is fighting for his life. They were shot in Harlem while responding to a domestic violence call. The officers were shot by the suspect, identified as 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil. As they approached the rear bedroom, both were rushed to the hospital, where one was pronounced dead and the other in critical condition. Police initially said that the suspect was shot and killed by a third officer at the scene, but later made a correction to say that he was taken to a hospital and that he was in critical condition. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. It's terrible. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Mr. Mayor, the new mayor? He was a cop. Mayor Adams? He was a police officer. And let's see how he handles stuff like this. I don't know. Can't let cops just be fucking bum rushed and shot and not do anything. Listen, cops get shot. Firemen get killed in fires. People get hurt doing this job. I understand. It's not like the cop gets shot and I'm saying, this needs to end. Of course, nobody wants to see a cop get shot, but there's bad guys and there's bad girls out there and cops get killed. It's what you do after the cop gets fucking shot. It's how you handle it afterwards. If you didn't catch this suspect, you fucking hunt him down like a dog. Or if you do catch him, you fucking kill him. If he's going out in a blaze of glory, I don't know. If he's not dead by the time you fucking catch him and put handcuffs on him, then he should be in jail for life and maybe given the fucking death penalty. As should he if he killed anybody. Fucking 11-year-old baby got shot in the Bronx the other day. 11-year-old baby gets shot in the face, shot in the fucking head. Are you kidding me? City's a cesspool. I know it happens everywhere, but it's fucking city's a dumpster fire. I hope it caves into the earth. I'm glad I can't see it from my house, but unfortunately I have to work there. We'll see. I could have left 2 years ago, but I'm fucking hanging out for a few more years because I'm trying to make a few more bucks for my family. Set ourselves up right. Anyway, I appreciate you listening. I don't want to end this on a down note. So, it's supposed to be an upbeat podcast, but I appreciate you listening. But these fucking cops are dead. One cop is dead. And he had a family, and he was brand new. The guy was 22 years old. It's a fucking baby. Whatever. Not whatever. Fucking mayor's got to do something. Hopefully he doesn't. He's not a pussy, and he fucking does the right thing. Anyway, and the court systems and everybody else involved. Appreciate you listening. Hit me up, Off Kilter Podcast on Twitter, at Off Kilter RV. I'm sorry. At Off Kilter RV on Twitter. offkilterrv@gmail.com. Send me a fucking email. Hit me up. Leave me a message on this app if you can figure it out. And if I can figure out how to play it, I will play it. I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say. Appreciate you listening. Talk to you soon. I'll probably jump on here tomorrow and bang one out, or maybe it'll come out the next day. But appreciate you listening. Don't be a dick. I'll see you later.